sugya of Tziruf Leziman and Mirtz Hashem Simin Kuftali Tes. Amim Zamnu, Miriam Zamnu. Just a few basic ha'aris on the sugya of Tziruf Leziman. We saw the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin tells that Rav and Shmuel were eating together and Rav Shimi Bar Chiya came to have a come to the Tzar of Ochel. He was hurriedly eating to be mitzarif to the Zimun. Amar le'Rav, my da'etcho, it's the Rufi Ba'adon. You want to be mitzarif with us for Zimun? Ana nachil nilo. We ready ate. The Achreinim Mer, the Prima Gadim, Rashi Yosef. Rav himself holds that two people could be mitzarif by themselves. Shtayim mitzarif nirishus. So what was bothering him? Rashi sounds like in a Chanam, the Nekudu was al tchiyuv. Amar le'Shmuel, Shmuel says to Rav, ilu ma'itzu li ardilayo, v'gizlayo la'abam, ilo yachlinon. He says, no, we're still in the middle of a Suda, because if they would bring us more food, we would still eat. And therefore, Rasim Rasim Kuvat HaDizayin, does that mean that they have to have the Yechilat to eat if they're so stuffed that they can't eat anymore? Is that considered that they can't eat? Or no, it has to be that in Din they can't eat, because they were in Eitel Yadayim. But L'chor is the Siman, the passage is the Siman that we're still in the middle of the Suda. If they would still bring us dessert, we would eat. We're still in the middle of the Suda, and therefore we can even starve. The Shaila is, the Rabbeinu Yoina, Prima Gadim asks on Rabbeinu Yoina, the first Rabbeinu Yoina in the parak says that the only time they could be mitzarif is dafka if they started, they were keveya to eat from the beginning. They were keveya together, a keveya mokim, they sat down to eat together. If that's the case, what's the tzad over here that they could be mitzarif? L'chorro, he only came at the end of the suda. What's the tzad they could be mitzarif? That's the first aura. The second aura is that, the Gemara Memeches says, Amr Yehuda Beis Shmuel by Shilas Mishmei the Rav Tisha Ochlu Dogon Mecher Ochel Yerek Mitzdarfin. If you have nine people that ate bread, and one person that ate Yerek, which the Gemara says La Zafka is one person, as long as you have a Reiv Aniker that ate Pas, even if you have two people or three people, possibly even four, as the Shal in the Gemara, that ate Yerek, they could be Mitzdarf too with Eichle Pas. The Shal is, how does that work? L'chor at the end of the day, when they bench, the bracha, the brichas hamazon of the two that ate pas can't pater the third one who didn't eat pas. The oich le'yarek. Oich le'yarek is he's mechuyev in a brain of fashis. Brichas hamazon doesn't pater a brain of fashis. So, how b'chlal does it work if the whole inyan of zimun is to be mitzarif, to be mevarach biyachad? What's the inyan of zimun in a case where they're not all being mevarach brichas hamazon? You have two people that ate pas and one person that ate yarek, which is brain of fashis. Even b'di'eved, brichas hamazon doesn't pater brain of fashis. What's the tzir of Bechlal? How's it shayach Zimun? Not only that, we're trying to bring down, we didn't see the halacha yet, but in Kuf Tadi Dalet, it's brought down that even if the one person, they had three people that ate together, and one person benched already, and then he realized, whoops, he forgot. He didn't realize they had a Zimun, he already benched. The halacha is, he's allowed to be, the other two are allowed to be Mezamun together with him. He's not Yetzi Zimun, because Ein Zimun Lamafreya, he's already finished. But they're Yetzi Chayiv Zimun. The Shaila is, now you don't even have a third person that's being Mevarach Berichas Hamazon. You don't have a third person that's benching Bechlal. It's not just that he's saying Brain of Fash is not Berichas Hamazon. He's not saying anything. He already benched. How could he be Mitzarif? What's the inner of being Mitzarif him? L'chero, there's only two people that are benching. Not only that, we saw the Ravid, which is Gebrach La'alacha, that if you have three people that ate together, and two people are ready to bench, and one person says that he's not benching, they say, we're benching whether you like it or not. And they say, Rabbi Sain of Erech, and they say, Nevarach Shachanu Mishaloi, whether he answers or he doesn't answer, Allah is allowed to be Mezamin. How could he be Mezamin? He's not even answering. Now you don't even have the case. He didn't eat. He ate together with them. But you have no, you don't even have a Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi of Tvaychayinu. You don't have a Rabbim that are saying Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi. At least the first two cases, one of them was said Brenna Fashas, one of them benched already, but at least they're all saying together Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi. Here you don't even have the ability to say Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi because the guy's not answering. He has the ability, but he's not answering. How is it Shaykh Zimun? If you need three people, L'chorah, in all these cases, how is it Shaykh Zimun? More, it's really Fashab Shana in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shtayim v'Shabbos, Amr of Huno, Amr of Nachman, Shabbos, Shnayim, Amr of Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbos Mitzdarfin. Vami says, if you have two people together eating a Suda on Shabbos, Mitzdarfin, they're Mitzdarf, and you're allowed to be Mizamin. Amr of Nachman v'Shabbos Gavru, how could you count Shabbos as a person? Shabbos is a person, you can count him as number three. El Amar Avami, Shnei Tamid HaChachomim, Mechadim Zeazeb HaAlacha, Mitzdarfin. If you have two people, two Tamid HaChachomim that are Mechadid each other, they sharpen each other with their Halachis, then they're Mitzdarf. Rashi says, Liyo Shleisho, says Rashi's Masber more. Rashi in Tfus Yosha, and they bring down, says, like the Tezer Rosh. The halach is mitzdarf. The halach is mitzdarf together with the Tamid HaChachamim. And the shayla is really twofold. First of all, what does the Havimina have to do with the Maskana Bechal? We said two people in Shabbos. Shabbos is a Gavra? No, we mean two Tamid HaChachamim, the Merchad is Zeb HaLacha. How did you mess up from the Havimina to the end? Rav Lezer Moshe Horowitz has murdered this in the Hagois in the back. What shaykhus does the Maskana have to the Havimina? Usually it has some. Chasrim Esav, Achi Ketani. We're talking about apples, and we said apples are not oranges. L'chor has no shaykhus. And the second thing is, what was the Gemara's terrors? Why did the Gemara answer when the Gemara says that in a chanami, it's not two people together with Shabbos, it's two Talmid HaChachamim. And two Talmid HaChachamim, the halacha, atu halacha gavru, the halacha is number three, they can be with tarifim. What does that mean? That's in the same horror you have in the Gemara right before. The Gemara says, Amar Ravuna, Tisha nearing Tisha v'arin mitzdarfin. If you have nine people together with Aron Kodesh, to be mitzdarf, that you have 10 people that you're allowed to say lekenu. Amar Rav Nachman v'arin gavru? Aron is a gavru? Amar Lei? No. El Amar Ravuna, Tisha nearing kasar mitzdarfin. Amar Likim v'chanfi, Amar Likim v'adri. The Gemara says, no, in Chanami. That doesn't mean nine together with Aron Kodesh. It means nine people that look like 10. Either because they're all together, so you can't really see how many there is, or because they're so spread out, it looks like there's more than there are. But nine people that look like 10, you have the same two shaylos. L'chora, atu, nine people that look like 10 is 10 people? Atu gavru? Ma'aseh, at the end of the day, you have 10 people. And also, what was the shakel v'taraya? What is the maskana? Is Elam Ravuna, the Chazar L'chora, there's no shaykh to the Havamin of Bechlal. The Havamin, we're talking about Aron Kodesh, the second time we're talking about not Aron Kodesh. Nine people look like 10. Ayin Sham. But Lezer Moshe was Machadish. Cheshbon, why attack is Nichla? That's the Lechera, the Aris, Benegay to the Din of Zimun. They bring down the Aris of the Tezer Rosh from Rav Yashiv. It's already printed now in two other Sfarim that they have in the Shurim Rav Yashiv and Brachis. In Shurim Rav Yashiv and in the Aris of Aris and Brachis. Rav Yashiv wanted to say as follows. He said in the last horror that we had on this Gemara of Shnayim Shabbos, no, it's really Shnei Tamid HaChomim Echad Zeh Zeh Ba'alacha, he said there really was no Chazara. There was no Chazara from the Havimin of the Gemara. When the Gemara said Shnayim Shabbos, he understood that the third person, Rav Nachman, when he asked the question, he understood that the third person is Shabbos. You need three people, and two people, and Shabbos is like three people. So Frechter, what do you mean? Shabbos is not a person. You don't have three people. On that, Rav Ami went to explain, he says, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say was that when you have a Suda Chashuva, like Shabbos, which is a Suda Chashuva, we know when you get to Meister, it's Kaveh Ala Meister, Shabbos is a Suda Chashuva. When you have a Suda Chashuva like Shabbos, then even two people is enough. And Mel, that's when he gave him another example of a Suda Chashuva. His Ela is not really a Chazar, you have to say. It's not when he said Ela, Shnei Vatamei Chomim, he just means to tell him, it's not like you thought that we really need three people. What he meant to say was, all we need is a Suda Chashuva. You don't be'etzem need. Generally, a Suda Chashuva is like three people. But if you could get a Suda Chashuva with two people, then a Suda Chashuva is enough. Really, if you have Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Echadim Zeh Zeh Ba'alacha, so then, when the Tzeis HaRosh and Rashi said that it's like a third person, it's Mitzarev, it's a third person, means that it does the same thing as a third person. Just a Mashal Ba'alma. We know that to be Mater Nadarm, the Halacha is either Mumche or Shalish Adyotis. That means that the mumche is doing the same thing as the shalash adyotis. You can do one of two things. Al derech zeh. That's just l'sabar et ha'izin. But you find that you need a Suda Chashuva. What's the way to have a Suda Chashuva? Generally with three people. However, if you have a Suda Chashuva idea of two people on Shabbos, that's a Suda Chashuva. Two Talmidei Chachamim Echad Zeh Zeh Ba'alacha, that's a Suda Chashuva. And the same thing he says that Rabbi Yashiv is going to get to 9 and 10. 9 and 10, if you have 9 that look like 10 because they're spread out or because they're close together and you can't really tell, that's enough. That's like 10. That's l'chora a little more of a chiddush. We'll have to get back to that because at the end of the day, if you need ein davar shemedusha parchas me'asara, it's not going to help you if you don't have 10 people. By 3, by zimin, you could say you don't need 3 dafka. But if to say alekenu, it's a davar shemedusha, and therefore you need 10 people, then what's going to help you that it looks it's 9 that are chashiv? What's that going to do for you? We'll have to get back to that b'ezras Hashem. But l'chora the yisoid Rabbi Yashiv is saying, the truth is he makes a very nice dik. Says that in Tosfos on Mem Chesam at Aleph. There's a shaila l'maskanas gemara. Who do you pass? Let's have a look at kol ani shmaitzo. We don't pass like all these shmaitzos that we said beforehand. So the shaila in the rishonim, what's the kamal afuki? What do we not pass like? Taisu says Elokoya hani shmaitza the baser tani kavaser the yashkin. He going tisha v'arin v'shabbos v'shnayim v'tisha nirin kalsaro v'shnayim echadin. What are the four cases that we don't paskin like? Arin v tisha v'arin and tisha nirin kalsaro, shabbos v'shnayim and tishnei tamid chom echadin zev zeba alacha. If it was a chazar from what we said before, and then there never was a case of shabbos v'shnayim. Shabbos v'shnayim was the toys. He made a mistake. He said, no, it doesn't mean Shabbos Hashtayim. He stayed to me the Chomim. When he said Tishav Aaron, he didn't mean it. He really meant Tishav Shinir and Kasara. What's the thing that we don't pass like there's memories? There are no memories. The answer is no. Zichr, there is that memory. There wasn't a Chazara on the Etzem Havamina of the Gemara. He didn't understand what he meant to say that Yutaka don't need three people. All you need is Suda Chashuva. Kokamadi can have a Suda Chashuva. That's enough. Kumtais. That lechura for the din of zimun and a chanami Yitaka don't need three people according to this the chalapachas. Yitaka don't need three people. All you need, and it makes a lot of sense. If the whole vart of zimun is like Rashi says at the beginning of the parak, lizdamin yachad letzir of bracha veloshin rabim kigoy nevarich. You have a rabim coming together to say nevarich. It's not just one person. You have more than one person getting together. You say nevarich. So why do you need three people? Why isn't two people enough? L'chari, two people is enough for also to make a zimun. It could be that Chazal said that you need a Suda Chashuva. Memelech, or comment that you have a Suda Chashuva. There's different ways to make a Suda Chashuva. You need three people. Three people is one way to have a Suda Chashuva. They weren't kaveh at the bench together until you have a Suda Chashuva. But it's not that be'etem you need three people. Even two people, if you can make it a Suda Chashuva, that's enough. But that's all in the Havamina of the Gemara. Oh, so God is Hashemite, you have to say that's an Esmachta, and Echanami, Chazal's Esmachta that they said, that's the standard case, is that you have three people. But in Echanami, like the Pnei Shul, like the Achrayim asked, they say, where do you see in there that we're talking about Zimun Bechlal? It's only Esmachta Balmo. That means, Lechatchila in Echanami, we need three people because three people is an oifen of making a Suda Chashuva. But Kokama, that you could have a Suda Chashuva even on a day less than that, in Echanami, as long as you have a Rabban, you can say Nevarach, that's enough. But that means two people. You can't have one person is not a Rabban. So you can have two people as Suda Chashuva. That will be the same thing as if you have three people. L'mais of the Maskanas of Gemara, like you're saying, is not that way. Maskanas of Gemara is V'les Echos HaGachol HaNishmaitzo El Ki Hodam Rav Nachman Kotan Yodei L'mim B'varach and Mezamen Malav. The halacha is that we don't pass like any Nishmaitzos beforehand. Except the only one that can be mitzdar after two is the Kotan Shiyodei L'mim B'varach. It's a Machlokes Rishenim. How do we pass him? What does this mean to say? What is a katan? How do we lemaita the paskin? The Rif and the Rambam, they go kipashas zagamar. Katan yedei lemi bevarchin means that even if you have two people and a katan who's 9-10 is the lashon of the Rishenim, or 8-9 or 7-8 depending on how far down you go in the achrenim, but even down to 6. But katan yedei lemi bevarchin is able to be mitzarf. Lefi, what Rabbi Yashi is saying, we can say that it's not a chazara. It's not a chazara from everything that we said beforehand. It's not a chazara to say that in Echanami, it's not a din in Suda Chashuva. Zichr to din in Suda Chashuva. However, Suda Chashuva, chazara keveya, that you can't have a Suda Chashuva al yedei adavar chitzoni. You can't have an external thing to make it a Suda Chashuva. The fact that it's Tamid HaChachamim, and you have halacha, or the fact that you have Shabbos, Kudayim, these type of things, that's not going to make a Suda Chashuva. Suda Chashuva has to be ideal amount of people. When you have three people, like the Asmachta of God, Lashemiti, that's the only way to make it a Suda Chashuva. However, the Etzem Yisoid is still there. That means that the Etzem two people is enough, is the Iker. The Iker Din Zimun Ken Zayin is really enough with two. However, to make it Chashiv, you need a third person to make it a Rabbim. Now that third person, we already find the coolest. First of all, that a Kotan can be Mitzarev. Where do we ever find that a cutting be mitzarf? When you get the tefillah b'pashtus, that's the whole long tesis over here. Do we ever find that a cutting be mitzarf when you get the tefillah? A cutting be mitzarf. Oichol yarek be mitzarf, even though lachari is not able to be, he's not able to bench. If you have three people that ate together, and one person benched first, lamaisa he ate at the same time, he could also be mitzarf. He's not benching together. The ikr is the two. The third person is nigrar also. And the same thing is if you have a third person that's not answering mechlal. As long as you had the Suda Chashuva, which is Mechayev you, you bet had three people that are eating together, even if at the end of the day you only have two people that are being mezamin, that's enough. And Be'etzem, Lechur, that's the Pshat Lechur in Rabbeinu Yonah as well. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we asked at the beginning, We said, what's Shana Rabbeinu Yoino? Rav and Shmuel ate together, and then Rav Shimi Bar Achiya came, and he was hurrying to eat, so he should be able to mitzarf. In fact, Rav, what are you doing? L'chor, you're not going to be able to mitzarf with us, we already finished eating. Shmuel says, no, we're still able to eat. The shayla is, so therefore you can be mitzarf. Shayla is, Rabbeinu Yoino holds that you have to be mitzarf at the beginning of the Suda. It doesn't have to come at the end of the Suda to be mitzarf. The answer is, that's only if you have one person that came at the beginning of the Suda, and two people came afterwards. But if you have the ikar, if you have two people that started the Suda together, then a third person in Ilchanan can be mitzarf. The truth is that, I didn't make it up, Rabbeinu Yoino Alein says this later on in Lamed Zayin. Coming to answer this Gemara, his lashon is, he says, when he brings down this Gemara of Rav and Shmuel, he says, "Zeh mipnei shashnayim noyadu yachad, ulefikach hashlishi nigrar achareim." Since you have two people that started together, in the Chanami, when Rabbeinu Yoino said that you need to start together, that means that the ikar has to start together. If you have 10 people, 6 or 7 have to start together. If you have 3 people, 2 have to start together. If you have the third person, the people that are nigger afterwards, the person, the oichol yarek, the katan, ukedeme, all these people that are nigger afterwards, in the Chanami, they could be, even if they didn't start together, since the two are the ikar din and the zimun, the mela, they could be, they're mitzarf the second one, the third one. It could be that it's really tali in what the din zimun is. And that is that zimun, there's really two nekudas of zimun that we've come across. First, the first halacha zimun is the fact that you're moist of another bracha. You say, nevar shechanu mishaloi, baruch shechanu mishaloi tvichinu. That's the first thing that happens different when there's a zimun. Then we add another bracha, like the Gemara says, Nevaf Menvav, Gimel Vadalid, Beis Vagimel, that you're adding on another bracha when there's a zimun, that you wouldn't have without it. Nevar Shachanu Mishaloi. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this is already a point of contention, maybe in the Rishonim, we still haven't seen it in the Halacha, but Beis Yosef deals with it, and the Achronim deal with it extensively, but it seems that, according to many Rishonim, the Halacha of zimun is to be moitzi everybody else with the bracha of Birch Zamazin. That was the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Hayam Beis that there was three Tamid Chacham that were sitting and eating together, three Amorim that were eating together, and they didn't have a gadol to be mevarach for them. So each one went ahead and was mevarach la'atzmai. They didn't make a zimun, they're mevarach la'atzmai. Mashmois is that the din of zimun is that one person is mevarach for everybody. And if you're not mezamen, then every person is mevarach la'atzmai. So it sounds like that's the second halacha in zimun. Ken zayin, it's not ongedum lefi everybody. Rashi is meduik in a few places, the not that way. But many Rishonim learn this way, that in the Chanami, the Iker Din Zimun is to be mighty everybody with benching. So there's two differences between a regular benching and a benching that has Zimun. There's one, the Hoysachas Bracha of Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi, and the second aspect is the fact that you're mighty everybody else with benching. Ken Zayin, that in the Chanami, that which we need three people is not for the Hoysachas Bracha. To Lutarf Yacha Levarach Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi, like the Mashmois of Rashi at the beginning, to say Balash and Rabim, Ken Zayin, that two is enough for that. However, to make a Bereva Majus Melech, they have one person benching for everybody, and we don't say that it's better that each person splits up by himself, Mitzvah Lichalik, that's not where you have a Bereva Majus Melech. We have three people. Two people is not considered Bereva Majus Melech. And when you don't have the Bereva Majus Melech, then it's better to split up and every person should be Mevarach by themselves. So Ken Zayin, that there's really two dinim of Zimun. And the Iker Din Zimun of adding a Bracha, that Din Zimun of adding a Bracha, Ken Zayin, that we really blive that two is enough. However, to be moitzi everybody else, yidei chavasam, then in chanami, for that we need three. Which would come out of chiddush, though, that bezmanenu, that people are not moitzi other people with brichas amazon, that two should be enough. You have to say that chazal or kaveya, that there's two chalakim of the zimun, and we're not machalik between the two cases. But pe'etzim, the rayon of zimun, of adding another bracha, that is betzim shayach even by two people. And the benching, to be moitzi everybody else, that's dafka when you have three. Just the last nekudo, b'negeta, this is tishav aron. We asked, this whole vart is very nice, but when it comes to we're handling three people, and says over Yashiv, if two people batim is enough because that's a suda chashuva. If it's with Shabbos, two dinim mechalim, that's a suda chashuva. That's all fine when we're talking about zimun of shalish. When we're talking about 10 people, we have to say nevarach elikenu shachanu mishalei. So it became a davar shebekdusha. Then what's it help you to have? What was the Gemara thought? We have 9 and an aron kodesh. That makes 10. Gemara says, what do you mean? Aron kodesh is not a gavra. So you have 9 that looks like 10. 9 that looks like 10 is still not 10. And if you need for a davar shebekdusha, you need 10 people, then lemaisa, you don't have 10. What over here you can't answer that it's a suda chashuva. If you have 9 talmid chachamim together, then that's enough for a minyan. Then you don't have to, then that's fine. Where do we ever find such a thing that 9 is enough? So the truth is that it's an interesting Beis Yosef. I don't know exactly what to do with it. But Lachur in Simen Kuf Talites, Beis Yosef in two different places, discusses Zimun Ba'asara, and he says, at the end, he says, L'inyan halacha, how do we pass from a negeah to a katan? We pass like the riff in the Rambam, that you can be mitzdar for katan to nine other people. He says, even though open negeah to davening, I didn't say this, there's a difference between davening and Zimun. Davening is a davar shebikdusha, and Zimun is Zimun Ba'almo, and therefore there's not a problem to be mitzdar a katan. Now he doesn't say lehedi that he's talking about mitzdar to nine, but he says that we pass him like the Rambam, who says that there's no chiluk between 3 and 10. And that's how we pass him the Shulchan Aruch. So Bepashas, that's what he meant in Beis Yosef. So he says, what's the difference between Tfilah and Zimun? That a katan can be mitzarif to Tfilah and it can't be mitzarif to Zimun. He can't be mitzarif to Tfilah, but he could be mitzarif to Zimun. Zimun is not a Darvish Shavik Dusha. It's only Zimun Ba'alma. The truth is that it's Kamama Furish in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos that you need for submission of Brachos in Megillah, that you need 10 people for any davar shebikdusha, really talking about over there, and it says for zimun is one of the things that mizam rishem, you need 10 people. Gemara says, where do we know that from, that you need 10 people? Gemara says, lav arach aro, to be mizam, and since you're mentioning the Shem Hashem, lav arach aro, to be mentioned the Shem Hashem, if you don't have 10 people. The Gemara doesn't say, like it says, when you get to other things, because it says, v'nikdash b'seich b'nei Yisrael, ein davar shebikdusha, b'chaz me'asar. No, when it comes to zimun, it says, lav arach aro. It's mashma that in a chanami, there's no din. The truth is that we had this on the Gemara Daf Mem Hei by us also. Kivon de boiled kuri shem shamayim butzer me'asar lav arach ara. The Gemara says it by us as well. That less than 10 people is lav arach ara. What do you mean lav arach ara? It's not derech eretz. That's what the chasaron is, because it's not a davar shebikdusha. You're not allowed to. What do you mean lav arach ara? You could say that's what it means. Lav arach ara. It's not davar shebikdusha. We should have said mekdashti. Excellent. That's the question that I have an answer for. We'll get to that in a second. Mamela Lachoris Mefurish in the Gemara that it doesn't have a din. Zimun Ba'asara is just a elevated form of regular Zimun. But it's not, doesn't turn into a Davar Shebikdusha. And Mamela, therefore, can Zayin that I don't need 10 people, according to this. If I have 9 people in an Aron Kodesh, or I have 9 people that look like 10, then it's not a Chasar in Aron Charo. The Chasar is the Chasar in Derech Eretz. That's what the Gemara says. If we have less than 10 people, it's a Chasar in Derech Eretz. Kokam that it looks to everybody else that there's 10 people because they're spread out, because they're together, because there's an Aron Kodesh, Shukadim, there's a Davar Choshev, then it's already not a Chasar, and a Lav Arachar. And Nechanami, Yitaki B'Mitzar, according to that. Her, that would be a Pshat. In, according to this, Rabbi Asher didn't speak it out. Kenzan, that's the Pshat according to this. The only Shala is, like Rabban is asking over here, and that is that the Beis Yosef in Simon Kof Taditah says, Pshat in the Rambam says that women, if they want to be Mazaman, Latman, Rishus, they're allowed to. However, you're not allowed to be mezamim b'shem. Why not? Why can't a woman be mezamim b'shem when you have 10 people? Since it's a davar shebikdusha. In davar shebikdusha, pachas me'asar is charm. What do you mean? You said at the end of the siman that it's not considered a davar shebikdusha. Is it a davar shebikdusha? Not a davar shebikdusha. Charm mashmai says it's kein a davar shebikdusha. It doesn't mean to say that it has the klolim of davar shebikdusha that minigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. But it's kein a davar shebikdusha in the same way that we find minigayat a davar shebikdusha. That we don't, we only have men, by 10 people, by 10 women, we don't do that. Then in Chanami, even by us, we're saying it's not a Davar Shebikdusha, but it's Me'ain a Davar Shebikdusha. Lav Arach Aro, it's Me'ain. You have to say it's Lav Dafko, or else you have a theory from the beginning of the Siman to the end of the Siman whether or not it's Davar Shebikdusha. That's maybe just the Iker Nekuda of Tziruf Benegea to Zimun. The Iker Tziruf is in Chanami, the Mashmois is, the Iker is the two people. The third person is Nigrar. And Mimela, the third person can be Tafel. We'll see, very often the third person is a Tafel. Either he's a Katan, or he's a Archol Yerek, or all these cases. It's only when you already have two people. Then the third person can be Nigra. But Zichr, to be Mitzarf, to Archol Yerek, to a third person, Ukadema, two people that already benched already, all these cases, never will you able to be Mitzarf them to a one. The Iker is the two, and that's the Iker Zimun. The third person tags along. That's the Sugyo. Menigea to the Halacha. This is really the first nidun, is also very negiah to this horror that we just had. The halacha is, Mechaber says, Kuf Tzadites mi mizamnin mi eim nizamnin, Sif Aleph, Hashamish she'ocho kezayis mizamnim olav. Hashamish who yitze kezayis mizamnim olav. Mizamnim olav is, Mashmois is that you could be mizamnin together with him. It doesn't sound like he could be mizamnin, maybe. You could be mizamnin together with him, not clear if he could himself be mizamnin. The shaila is, let's say you have two shamashim and one person, two people standing by his every beck and call, that give him whatever he needs. What's the halacha there? Can they be mitzaref or not? So ken zayin, it's tali in. So if we understand that a shamash is just a tag along, so then in a chanami, l'chor, you can never have two tag alongs. You can only have one tag along. But if a shamash is not a tag along, then in a chanami, maybe not. What's the tali in? Tali in the Gemara. The Gemara says shamash can be mitzaref. Gemara says, why would I have thought that he's not? Says the Gemara. Shamash ochel gezayis pshito. No, ma'od seima shamash lekova kamash malon. No, I would have thought that a shamash is not kavua, and therefore he can't be mitzaref kamash malon. What's the kamash malon? Kamash malon that even if he's not kavua, the kamash malon is that he is kavua. L'chorus machlokes rishayim. Ravina Yonah says lehedyo, kamash malon that he's kavua. Hainu kivusayu, that's his kivus. This is considered kivus. The Rashi speaks it out. The fact that a shamash walks around eating, that's his kivus. But it's not a chesaron kavis. Anybody else that would do this, that's a chesaron kavis. You're not supposed to walk around while you're eating. You're supposed to sit down, that's a chesaron kavis. Shamash, that's the way that he's kavis. If you look at the ritual says not the way. The ritual says, Kamash malon, dekova agav kavisayim. In the Mishnah, by us, In the Mishnah he says, it's really two different lashonos. At the beginning of the parak and then by us. At the beginning of the parak he says, Vashamash ochel kezayis, pir shafa pi she'ena kavua, shehoylech ana v'ana, kvash malon de kviyas rabbi mahanyalei. The kviyas of his othering, of his master, that helps for him. Similarly, he says the same thing later on. Kvash malon de kova agav kviyasayim. The kivan de inu kavi, meshamash le'nani chashvini kviyusa. Since they're kavua, v'meila, he's kavua agav them. Sounds like that. Only one person in a chanami. He's not Basim Kavua. Since they're Kavua, he gets dragged along with their Kavias. So you wonder, okay, Tusha Mashim Lachar would be telling this. If you understand that the Kamash Malin is that this is his Kavias, then if this is Kavias, this is the way that he eats. So then you could even be Mitzad that three Shamashim together could be able to make his Nimun. This is their Kavias. Mashenkin, if you understand that Basim, he's not Kavua, and he gets dragged along up to the other, then Rechanami, only one would be able to be Mitzad. Lalach Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Sha'af Shalai Kavah Atma Bishulchan Imoim, Kivan shederech achilas bekach zui kviusay. Might see paskins like that. Shita like Ben Yerina, like the Bush says, that's his kvius. And memela lachur. According to this, even two shamashim should be able to be mitzaref because this is kvius. Memela, you'd be able to be mitzaref. Practically, can a shamash bizmaninu? Can a waiter be mitzaref? What's the nidrin? The Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Pesach HaDvir says that. There's a big difference between the shamashim in those days and the way that we have waiters nowadays. Shamashim in those days, they would wash and they would eat as they're going. They would eat it off the table. They would just eat while they're walking around. But they're eating from the food of the table of the place that they're serving. So they would pick off food and then as they're walking back and forth, they would eat. But bizmanenu, the waiters eat in the kitchen. They eat in the kitchen. They're not eating off of your table. They have their own food and they're eating in the kitchen. The bechlal on that could be that they're walking around and eating as well. I'm not saying that. But l'chura, their food is their ikar food is somewhere else, is in the kitchen. And memela, he says in a chanami, the taka wouldn't be able to be mitzaref in such a case. The Sefer Birchas Hazimun brings down from Dayan Fisher that taka is no difference. And the truth is that l'chura, that's the stima of all the noisy kingdom and of the Mishnah Berurah himself. Mishnah Berurah himself didn't say that there's any difference between the chiluk between shamashim now and shamashim then. Didn't happen in the last 30 years. I don't know exactly when the Pesach HaDvir is, but it certainly Kaf HaChaim lived already a number of years ago. 250 years ago. 250 years already before the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah didn't say anything that's the difference between our shamashim and their shamashim. Memela, the stimus. Achreinim, the Aruch HaShulchan, nobody was machalik to say that there's any difference. However, L'chorro, in a chanami, Kokama, that they taka didn't eat at all together with them, and they eat afterwards in the kitchen, the fact that they took one little thing at the same time, while they're serving, they pick something off of as they're walking in, they pick something off the plate, at the serving dish, Yesh l'ayin, whether or not that's considered a kviyas to be able to eat together with them, l'chur, they're eating at a different time. But something they have to be able to eat. Something, if they ate totally, then you really can say, they bring down, they're trying to bring down that, even if they just took a drink together with them, that would be enough. In other words, Hashamish, he also has the same din as the Oichol Yerek. According to this, only one Shamish would work to be Mitzarif to two. As long as he had something together with them, that's enough. If he ate his entire suit in the kitchen, Lachari wouldn't be able to be Mitzarif. But if while he's serving, I saw the Keitza Mizamrim. He wanted to say that Lachari Mitzvara, they have to have something together in the same room. They didn't need anything together in the same room. The fact that they all came out of the same chalim pot is not going to make a difference. They're mamish not eating together. However, if they're eating something, etzva, something they're eating together while they're serving, that's enough to already be mitzarif them. So, from the stimos ha'achrinim, mashmois is poiskim is mashma, that's the taka no difference. However, it would have to be that they taka ate something together, obviously, to be able to be mitzarif. Somebody told me that on l'chor, the same thing applies if you have seven. If you have seven people that are eating together and three waiters, they're also going to be mitzarif. Loigora, from one shamish to with another two to make a zimun of three. If you have three together with another seven to make a zimun of shame. Somebody told me that in Shavuos, he had seven people together and three waiters, and he made a zimun. They made a zimun taka. You could be mechalik that lemaisa, it's a suffix, since we have a Pesach Adria that says taka not that way, so we have a suffix, and therefore the Mishabura says, we still didn't see yet, but the Mishabura says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, if anytime that you have a suffix, then anytime that you have a suffix, you could be mezamin mi suffix. People are sitting down on a train or in agala, and they're eating together. Could be mitzarif. And therefore you shouldn't. So any time you have a case of a suffix, so if you have three people, you suffix be mezamim. If you have 10 people, be mezamim without shem Hashem. But l'chora and l'chanami, according to the Simas HaPoiskim over here, that are not mechalik, then even regular waiters, three regular waiters, together with seven, they could be mezamim v'shem, and you could have a minion of people being mezamim. So we have to see when it gets a shamash being mitzarif. That's really not the halachas that we did yet, but could be that we'll save parochazim anymore. Totally in all those halachas. It depends whether or not they eat afterwards. Another could be. Sif beis kusi bizman hazeh. We don't really see them around too much, as far as we know. Gimel am aretz gomer mizaman alav bizman hazeh. Am aretz gomer, as they say, this am aretz midrais, am aretz midrabanan. This Amar Gomer is Mezamer Lev Zman Hazeh. That means that it's not the Amar Arts that the Gemara said at the Maskanas HaGemara that Kol Shoshana, Korah Veshona Veshimish Tamei Lechom is also an Amar Arts. No, Amar Arts Gomer at the beginning that Mamish is not Makbid on the basics. That also is that Le Korah Veshona. That's Yelad to be Mezamer Lev. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the story of somebody who's over, who's Mavatal, something which is Yoduim Mefurs Mechol Klal Yisrael, that it's a mitzvah, it's a Kriya Shema, and he's not Kriya Kriya Shema? Can you include him into a Zeman or not? So he brings down two Shitas. He made a Mekai Mitzvah, Yeshem Mishafal Pikin Mezaman Alav, and that's the Magan Avram, Mishem Bezein Mezaman Alav. Why? The Magan Avram, that's Machmer, he says, the Bezek, even the Klal Yisrael occur in Kriya Shema, Loi Chayshinu Lekokulav Mashinafar Nifrei Shatmeinu Miyachinim Shein Akurim. Everybody Bechein Sasmu Kama Akurim. This sounds like that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going. And he says, some people say that even if he doesn't lay in Kriya Shema, you can still be Mezamin. Some people say no. The whole reason that we're Mezamin with Amaratim nowadays is because we're scared that if we're not Mezamin with them, then they're going to be Banabar Lassman, they're going to go make their own religion. He says, for a few people, we're not worried about it. We're not a few people that make their own religion, we're not worried about. The Shaila is, what's the story with Atinuk Shenishba or Chilonim Bizmanin? Can you be Mitzarif them or not? Is it Dafka somebody that's Mevatel an essay, or is it somebody that's Mechal Shabbos for essay as well? Is that also? And therefore, you don't have this taina. Yeah, very good. Maybe you don't have this taina. The Shabbos, how do we dan a Chiloni? Do we dan him as a Tinuk Shenishba? And we say that, listen here, we don't want them to be Fakert. The whole Vart is that we don't want them to be Bonabon al Asmai. These Chilonim, we're trying to be Makar of them. These Tinuk Shenishba, we're trying to be Makar of them. Certainly we don't want them to be Banu Banu La'atzmon. Therefore we should be able to be Mezamin together with them. And that's how we look at the Zeis HaBrocha, he brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Pinchas, that in a Hanami, you could be mezamen on them. You could be mezamen. They said you shouldn't be mechamen ben zimun. However, you could be mezamen be mitzarfim. However, there are those that are mitzade that the chilonim bezmanenu, they don't have a din of a tinuk shenishba because they know exactly about Shabbos and exactly about Yontif and everything else, and they and Shabbos and Kashrus, and they're not interested. So they have more of a din similar to a din of mumer l'teyovin than a tinuk shenishba, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be mezamen. That's what I heard from a Berkowitz as well. He said it's not kedai to be mezamen with them. Now, if you're in a bind. And first of all, Yesh L'tzayin that even according to those that are machmer, that certainly they, if there is a demon without them, they have to answer. Like the Bir Halacha says over here. Bir Halacha says that don't think that just because they're not mekayim any mitzvahs, so then they don't have to be mezamen as well. For every single solitary thing that they do wrong, they're going to get fetch. It's a famous story with the Goyin. There was a mumer that was eating and he was about to put something into his mouth without making a bracha. And he says, somebody told him to make a bracha. So he says, I'm not sure for Shabbos, I'm going to make a bracha. So the Goyin screamed at him and he says, what are you talking about? He says, don't think just because you should mechal Shabbos that you did such big things wrong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to nail you for the small things as well. Everything, also with the cheshbon, everything you have a cheshbon for and you have to do it, you have to make a bracha as well. Don't just because you don't do the big ones, don't think that you shouldn't have to do the small ones. I say, I think, come to mind that it's chesh b'tshuva. From the girl of the grain. But yeah, sometimes the chilonim, they're like, you, Kamat Shabbat, somebody told me, right, he was once waiting for a taxi outside the hospital, and it was a few minutes to shkia. So a chilonim says, you better go quickly, it's almost Shabbos for you. It's almost Shabbos for you, it's almost Shabbos for you too, my friend. Right. No, because you're not sure of Shabbos, therefore it's not Shabbos for you. Well, of course it's Shabbos for you. Shabbos, there's no such ink as the Devar. That's the Bir Halacha says, even the answer is Zimun. Everybody else is saying, even if they, you can't be Mezamen together with them, but Kokama that there is a Zimun without them, then certainly they have to be Mezamen. However, if you're in a bind, there's enough pricing that say that you could be Mezamen together with them, if you have your translated Avenger. If they don't know the first thing, they're on birth wrong, then, as you said, then, in Echlami, just pretend that you didn't realize in Bench. And they're not going to know the difference. Because they're not Mamash Atinik Shanishba. So, right. So, I would think that there's a big difference, like you're saying. I think there's a big difference between people that grew up in Eretz Yisrael and people that grew up in America. People that grew up in Eretz Yisrael, even though 20 years ago Ataka was, people that Mamash didn't know Shema Yisrael Bechlal. Nothing. Now it's very hard to find such a massive that people don't know about Shema Yisrael, but in America, it's all over the place. It's rampant. That people don't know the first thing about anything. Mamish, and therefore that's mamish atinik shenishba, and in the Chanami it's hard to say that they have a din of a mumer l'teyovin. You'd be able to be mezamen with them as well. Is it a chiv to be mezamen with them? If they know what to do, is it a chiv? L'chor it should be. L'chor it should be. Kokama that they have the yichudis. Kokama that they have the yichudis. There's a shalom b'chlal. What's with Am Haaretz? Am Haaretz is a chiv to be mezamen with him or not? The chashash is that he's going to be born to one last night. Let's say I don't have such a chashash. I don't have chashash for the Samaras, then I don't have a chiv. Or no, once Chazal already told me, that's certainly the minig. The question is, do you have a chiv? I don't know if you have a chiv in the... if you have a raya that you have a chiv to be mezamen. Sif Dalid. What's that?
Two
The Lashonis of Mizamnim Olav is Mashma that in Echanami that you takir. Also, it says the same thing when you get to Shamish. Shamish Olav is Mizamnim Olav. It happens to be the Lashon of the Mishnah. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah that we say Mizamnim Olav. If we're going to say that Mizamnim Olav is Lav Dafka and that they could be Mizamin, or you could have even two, then Lachurra. In a Chanami, Amaretz also, it would be Lav Dafka. You would be able to even by two Lachar. Lachar should be even by two. The Svara applies Lachar even by two. Or a Chiyuv, I don't know if you have a Chiyuv. But the Chir is two, the Rishus, you would have a Rishus two. The Sif Dalid, Evi Kechovim Mizamen Allah, Filoger Shemol Veloy Toval, in Mizamen, Yochel Vach 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 That's Pashit Batim that he's allowed to bench. The Chiddush is that he's even allowed to be Moitzi Achirim B'Deich HaVasam. Hes einen hey einen Rachman al Islan bechol shupatim levarich in mezamen alav in mezamen alav vav noshim vaavod muktanim in mezamen alayim avam mezamen laatman veloite chabur shanoshim vaavod muktanim mezamen yachmi shbritzus adavodim ale noshim laatman vaavod laatman vavad leizamenu b'shem. The mechaber says al pi the Rambam that even if you have women that decide to be mezamen by themselves, that's dafka without Shem Hashem. But with Shem Hashem, even if you have 10 women together, you're not mezamen with Shem Hashem. It doesn't mean that they're not allowed to say Shem Hashem. That means that in a case where you have 10 men answering, and they're saying Baruch Eloikeinu Shachanu Mishaloi, the women are allowed to answer also Baruch Eloikeinu Shachanu Mishaloi Ktorei Chayinu. When they're by themselves, then they're not supposed to be masker Shem Hashem. But it's just like if they hear Baruch Hu in Shul, any Davar Shev Kedusha, they're allowed to be answered to the Davar Shev Kedusha because there already is 10 men. But to make it a davar shev kedusha themselves, you have just 10 women. That's what the mechaber is talking about, that they should not say Shem Hashem. But to answer to 10 men, that's not a problem. Sif Zayin, Noshim mezamnes la'atmem rishus. Amach sheyachas ima, Noshim chayoves, v'yetzu b'zima shalem. Hago af api sheinu mevinus. This is the halacha of Noshim. We saw it's really machlekes rishenim, whether or not they're mechuyiv or not. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Yoina, they understood that their Noshim Mizamnes La'atman is a Chiyuv. Tosfos says that it's only Rishus. The Goyin, the Bir Halacha brings down from the Goyin that in Echlam he goes that it's Taka Chiyuv. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that in Acha Oilam Leinogu Kain. Women are not, the Oilam Leinogu Kain, what does that mean Leinogu Kain? They weren't Noig that it's a Chiyuv, but they're Noig Rishus. Mashmai says they're not Noig to be Mizamin. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. We Oilam Leinu, that women are Mizamin. I did see something interesting in the Hilchos Yom B'Yom for Rav Karp. He goes, he's marich very much when he gets to this, and he says at the end of his Zohar, he says that there is some women that are taka makpid al pi the goyin to be mezamin, and there's other women or girls that they don't want to be mitzaref together with them, and he says there's no issa to be mitzaref. So it's fakir, it's chesed to be mitzaref. Not only that, it's chesed, it's mitzvah daraisa of chesed to be mitzaref together with them. And you also get a mitzvah of zimun. You're right, you may be not mechuyev too, but when they're being mezamen, then there's no reason that you can't be mitzaref. What's that? No. Without only as three is talking about. Even when you have 10 women that want to be mezamen together, they shouldn't say Shem Hashem. But if you have two women and a third woman doesn't want to, is there, she says she doesn't want to be mezamen together, he says that, you should realize that there's nothing wrong with that. Lule the mistafina mino. That there are many that are Badafka don't be mezamen, Dafka not mezamen, because of the woman's rights and the woman's wrongs, and therefore it starts turning into, first we start with Zimun, and then we start with Minyanim, and then we start with other things. So therefore in Echanami, so there are those that stay away, and Itaka Bismanenu, the woman that are mezamen, except for Sfarim. Sfarim, some the Mordechai Elio, that's the Itaka say that's the minig to be mezamen. He says that the minig by us is that women are mezamen. I'm saying not from the people that alpi halacha, the people that the Ashkenazim, that the minig is that we don't do it. The ones that do it, rishus, are usually more native to making minyanim as well. So therefore, maybe that's where it came from, not to do it. Now the shaila is, let's say you have three women that are doing it, that are being mezamin, and you wanna answer. The truth is that I have this question about them every week. They're not mezamen, but in my house, we have three women that are above the age of 12, and we don't have a zimun of two, only have two men. Question is, can every week be mezamen in the house? No one will know. Close the truth. And be mezamen, and we'll answer. Or no, a woman is not supposed to, men are not supposed to answer to the zimun of a woman. So l'chor, to say that you're mechuyiv to answer, it's very hard to say that you're mechuyiv to answer. Their whole chiyuv zimun is only rishus. How could it be that you're mechuyiv more than them? You can't be more mechuyev than them. The shaila is, do you even have rishus to answer? Maybe it's the passage that you should answer. Similar, alderach, maybe it's not tznius. The Bir Halacha says that even though women are mechuyev to answer to men, they shouldn't be the ones to be mezamen. You have three men and one woman, the woman shouldn't be the one to be mezamen. Why not? So it could be that if you might see them with benching, since the shaila whether or not the woman is chayev midaraisa. But if the woman, men aren't mechuyev midaraisa, she should be able to be made to them. Maybe it's not tznius. In other words, even though we say that it's not nicker when she's being mitzaref because you already have three men without her, but that she should go ahead and be mezamen for everybody, it's a pasnish. But maybe that's dafka she's being mezamen. If you have three women that are doing the zimun together and you're just answering Baruch Shachanu Mishalei, maybe there's no problem. So I saw that the priest is my name to handle this. They bring down from Shlomo Zalman that Nechanami he could answer if he wants to. The Moshe Shemrich said that it's chesaron in priests. Maybe he said it's nius, chesaron in nius, and therefore
why
you should.
What?
Could be that avadim and nashim dafka is a problem of priests. That's what the Gemara says. Where we have that avadim are shot of bezimo, but in a, by regular nashim we don't say that. We know that women are allowed to be mitzar of the men, by regular men. So, whatever. If there's already three people. So, maybe there's a nidan. Now, it's not so. What?
Priest in one family?
That's a very good question. Is a priest in one family? So, there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yehuda that we saw. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that Ein Chaburasa no. Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the Rishonim, was Mezamen with his daughter and his son in law. So, we saw on the Beit Yosef. However, Rabbeinu Yehuda says that even in one family, a husband or a son, he says, together with a woman, is Ein Chaburasa no. In chaburasa no. What does that mean? In chaburasa no. I don't know. But lechari it's machlekes rishonim whether or not it's a problem to do it in one family or not. Yeah, but we already see the musig of even in one family there's a chazaron. That's just that nekuda I'm trying to bring. But you're right. There is a chilek between the two. But the I saw Rav Moshe Elio. He had an aura in the states of the Zeis Brach. He says that our meaning is that women are mezamel asman, but that's dafka when there's no men. Women are mezamel asman when there's no men. And I saw the Karp, I think he wanted to say that way in the Gain also. When the Gain said that women have a chiv zimun, it's dafka when there's no men there. Then they're mezamel asman. But if there's other men there together, then they're not mezamel if there's other men there. So it wouldn't be such a mitzvah shaila of answering to these women if they're not so common that the woman. Unless you have some seminary girls over that started doing it, that there's no chiyah. By a woman, there's no chiyah. What? No, that was the mezamim's last one. That's what they learned. The mezamim's last one. Dafka when they're last one. That's when they have the chiyah. For comment, that is, yeah. No, you have to say this. That's what Chazal were kaveh. That's what the chiyah that Chazal were kaveh was dafka in the case where it's last one. Women are for sure. Yeah, but Pashas, women are Darabana. Pashas, according to the Mishnah, way the Mishnah were passing Bechlal is that we pass in the Zimun as Darabana. Bechlal. She's the Reva Pesach, the Mishnah Burr says. We'll say that for Hemshech. What? We have to say it, so it could be that these Rishenim Taka. You have to work out the Rishenim to see if we have any Rishenim that hold that it's Daraisa and what they hold when they get to women. They have the same Nusach. So I saw. As they said that really the beginning, I think Rashi Shnimer says that the beginning Rabbi Yisai Nevarech and Yishem Hashem Yerech Motav Adolam is not really part of Alpi Zera Kaddish being Mezamen, making Hachana to the Zimun. However, it's not really part of the Zimun. It's Mavur in the Gemara that the Zimun is Nevar Shachana Mishalari, Bar Shachana Mishalari Tvechinu. And that, if that's the case, that you could say even by woman, the same Lashon. But I did see some people say you could say Rabbi Yisai Nevarech. You don't have to say Rabbeinu Tai, as we were in the question. But in the Chanami, it's not Ma'akev B'chal. So you can really just start from Nevarech Shechan Mishalei.
Would it be an issue of saying Mishalei?
Would it be an issue? Who? Would there be an answer? Very good. Very good question. Maybe, even though I'm not Mechuyiv, to answer Nevarech Shechan Mishalei together with them, however, I should say Baruch Unavarosh Shmaitan Vayim. Just like somebody that pops into somebody else that's benching. So I thought, Ulai, I don't have a raya, I didn't see anybody discuss this, but I thought that the way that I understand the din of Baruch Shmaitan Vayim, like the way that Taz said it, is Dafka in a case where everybody else is being Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you shouldn't be purged from them and not be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said that that's Dafka in a case where it's a Chiv. If you pass by the Kaisel and everybody's saying Nishmas, you're not Mechuyiv to say Nishmas with everybody. Because there's no Chiv. But by Kaddish and Kedusha and by Zimun, where there's a Chiv, everybody's saying together, then you have to be Mezamen. Kol Kama, that Nashim are only Mezamenis Rishus, then you wouldn't have the Chiv to say Baruch HaVarash Shmai. If you're the Goyim, maybe Nechanam. Now, this whole din is Dafka when women are being Mezamen by themselves. But Kol Kama, that you have three men that are being Mezamen, then one are, according to the Mechaber, women are Mechuyiv and Zimun. Mele Ramesha says, Chelekei, Simon Tes. He says that you should call a woman to the table before benching. He was talking about Shabbos. He says on Shabbos, Adas woman is to eat together. However, during the week, women are busy coming in and out. They're not mamish being kaveh. Meila, their das lechatchila is not to be mitzarif, and therefore you don't have to call them. But on Shabbos, the das to be mitzarif, and lechanam. Now, that lechur would mean, if you have a woman that her das is not to be mitzarif even on Shabbos, because it's a bachur nesuah, then she's going out half the time anyhow to nurse the kid and to bring the food, and she's really not eating together, and you don't have to get a shmuz afterwards, then lechur you would have the same svara as well, and you would be able to get out of it. Not only that, they asked the Rav Hosner, what right by Shal Shudas, or by Friday night, what right do you have, the Chassidim have, to go to the Tish afterwards and be mafkia the chiv zimun from their wives? They're going to hear zimun when they finish by the Tish. They're going to finish mamshach the suda. As opposed to the woman, they're being mafkia the chiv zimun. So he said that their das is to leave every week. Their das is never to be mitzar. They're not really being sitting down to be mitzar because they're finishing the suda somewhere else. So if you would have such a case, if you have such a case of a woman that taka was not being mitzarif, then that would be totally on the standard. That would be totally on the setting, and I think the standard woman is mechamed to be mitzarif by a Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore the chaschila you should call her beforehand. If she's sleeping, what do you do? That we'll have to see very soon. Be'ezor Hashem. Sif ches andreginis mizamal leminim mizamal leanashim leanashim test tumtumein mizamal klal yud kotin shigila inis aputei suydele mivarchin mizamal leanashim mizamal leanashim mizamal leanashim mizamal Hago says the Ramav Yishim Rudeim Mitzarf Nitzeklal Achi Ben Shleisha Seishono. Those Machzikin Aliki Gadol Shevish Tisaris. Vechein Noyegin Vein Lashanis. The Ramav is Chelak on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you could be Mitzarf. Somebody is Gilo in a Sapnut Putois, whose Mishnah Berurah says it's not exactly clear. Had a commentation Kemen Eser Yishim Rudeu Adin Pachas Mishir Zeh Ben Sheishu Malo Mucharf Abaki. And less than that, the Mishnah Berurah says Ein Daite Choshev Leklum Afilu Yidei Lamishim Avarchim. L'chari means to say that even if you were able to ask him who do you bench to, and he's able to tell you Hashem, that doesn't mean that he really understands what he's saying, and that's not considered Yodei L'mish Mavarchin, even though he's able to answer the question. That's not there are kids that are 3 years old that know how to make brachas, 2 years old that know how to make brachas. That doesn't mean that they have any idea what they're saying. Only when he's 6, 7, 8, depending on his age, then he has some musik, you're able to be mitzarf. Now L'maisa Svaradim are naik to be mitzarf. So I'm the next to be mitzarif a child, even less than bar mitzvah. Al pi the mechaber. However, I saw the Kav HaChaim says that yesh lahachmir loy sheloy lotes lahem mezamin. You should be machmir not to give them to be mezamin. It's also really pirish. It doesn't say exactly why. The truth is that is the mashmaris of Mishnah Berurah also. Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down these shittas, he says v'chol elu hadeis. All these days of dafka that he should be mitzarif. He says, but to be mitzarif, to be mitzarif everybody, that's dafka if he's 13 years old. He says, then you're allowed to be same on a chazaka, less lamba, kimin shuben shleisha seishana, semchin bazel chazaka. Somebody that's 13 years old, if you don't know for sure that he's shnei saris, to be mighty with a daraisa, that you can't do. If he's going to be mighty, everybody's birchas amazim. However, just to be mighty with them is zimun's derabanan. You're allowed to be same on a chazaka, that he's shnei saris. Now he started off saying that it's kol hani shitas, all hani days. That means silef mechaber, silef ramah. Anybody that says that the cotton can be mitzarif, it's just talking about being mitzarif. Not that he should be able to be mezamen. But Sosim Le Pirish, why should it be that way? Why Taki can't be mezamen? If he's not being mighty anybody else together with Zimun, then with benching, why shouldn't he be able to be the one that's mezamen? So the truth is, I saw in the Sefer Shari Abrachel that he brings down from the Shulchan HaTorah that in Echlami, Bizmanenu, that you're not being mighty anybody else with benching, there's no Shalom being mighty anybody with benching, then a cousin could be the one that's mezamen as well. However, it seems that most of the places that bring down the Salacha, go like that Kaf HaChaim, then in Chanami, a cotton should not be mezamen. Maybe the word is that it's a pasnish that a person should be kofuf to a cotton. The cotton shouldn't be the one that's leading the benching. The halacha is binegeh to duchening. It's a mekuf chof ches. It says that a cotton could go up with everybody else to duchen. However, he shouldn't be the one by himself. He shouldn't go by himself. Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason why? Because it's not covered of the tzibur to be kofuf to the bracha of a katan. If there's other people there that are over bar mitzvah, the katan can add on. He can be mitzarf, chinuch. However, that everybody should be kofuf to a katan, then that's it. I think this morning actually we had somebody who was he must have been just 13. That was the only Korean that we had this morning. But it's only derabanan, not a problem with the raisa. There's no issue. I mean, it's, maybe it's mitzvah deraisa, but you have a chiv even be derabanan. So mimela, there's no iser. Even if he doesn't have, if you're allowed to be semich on chazak derabanan. However, maybe that's the verse that it's not the covet that he should be the one that's being mezamin. Now, what's the story if you have three ketanim? Can three ketanim be mezamin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lahed, you're not that way. Mezamin la atman, right? Noshim avadim ketanim, ein mezamin aleim. Mezamin la atman." Mishnah Berurah says, "Rishus, v'koyah noshim avadim v'lo ektanim. The ketanim lav b'nei mitzvah ninu loy meishi mezamin la atman." Now that's the mashmoyis of the Gemara. The Gemara says on daf mem vavim beis mem heim beis that noshim mezamin la atman, avadim mezamin la atman, noshim avadim ketanim, im rotzim mezamin mezamin. So it's k'ma mefurish that ketanim cannot be mezamin la atman. If you look at the Meiri says, Yesherimim, that even Kitanik be Mizam Lasman. So why did the Gemara mention it? Because it wasn't a Chiddush. The Gemara only said the case of a Chiddushim. Noshim can't be Mitzarif to men. Avadim can't be Mitzarif. However, Kitanim could be Mitzarif. The Meila of the Chiddush is that even Noshim, they can't be Mitzarif to men, they can be Mizam Lasman. But Kitanim, it's possible they can be Mizam Lasman. That's what he wanted to say. The Meisa, certainly that's not the Minik, even when Gieta inspired him. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that ketanim are not mezamin la'atman. It could be a study in the next sugya that we hope to see whether or not there's bechlal a mitzvah on ketanim of chinuch. Do ketanim have a chi of chinuch? Is there a mitzvah there abanan or a child to shake luluf? Is that a mitzvah for the father to help the child be mekayim the mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah that's mutl on the child? Or maybe the child has no mitzvah bechlal? That we'll see. Mirat Hashem, that's machlokes Rashi Tesis, on daf memeches, amar alef, and brachas. Hopefully, if you didn't see it as of yet, you will see it this week. One last case. Oh no, two last cases over here. What, Ashkenazi and a Sephardi and a child who's 8 years old. Can you be mezamin or not? So the Zeis HaBracha says that in Echanami, there's no problem to be mezamin. You can be mitzarif to it. However, you shouldn't have the Ashkenazi be mezamin. You should have the Sephardi be mezamin. Does it make a difference whether or not the child is Ashkenazi or Sephardi? That I didn't find out. Let's say you have the child is Ashkenazi. Do we say, listen here, you have a Sephardi? Or maybe, like we said before, you always need two. The Iker has to be two people then, if you have two Sephardim. Well, how many want to be the Ashkenazi? I didn't see anybody that handled this question. However, there's no problem to go ahead and be to answer. That was really our question that we discussed. However, if you have 10 people, then the place can say, Shlomo Zalman, also the Bracha brings down, Shlomo Zalman says, another place came, they bring down Rechaim Pinchas. You can answer, but you should answer without Shem Hashem. Say it quietly without Shem Hashem. They'll say it with Shem Hashem, and you'll say it without Shem Hashem. There's no problem for them to say Shem Hashem, because there's 10 people there, and they hold you allowed to say it. However, for Ashkenazi, who holds that 9 and a katan is not enough, then he should just say it quietly without Shem Hashem. What's the story with giving a bachar bar mitzvah to bench? So Mishnah Berurah says that bizmanenu, lachor, there's no problem of being mezamin. Because even if you want to be made to somebody else, you also in benching and it's a deraiso, then you need to know for sure the guy stays aris. But if you don't, if it's only just zimun derabanan, therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to be semichon the chazaka, the chazanish over here, some kufsa design as well, and the likutim in the back. They bring down the chazanish was choshish. He says any day means a reva paisim. The Mishnah Berurah says that reva paisim that's only that it's derabanan, not deraiso. He says I don't know who they are, and he held that it's deraiso. Bemelo, Maaser Shaya, they bring this down in the Shuri Bel Yashiv on Brachas. They bring down that there's a story that Reb Chaim's nephew, Reb Yashiv's grandson, Reb Chaim's nephew, was having a bar mitzvah, and Reb Chaim was there, and they gave the boy to bench. Reb Chaim said, it's not gonna die. Reb Chaim said, it's not gonna die. So they went to go ask Reb Yashiv. So Reb Yashiv said that the minig is that the bar mitzvah boy benches. And that Lamaaser is what the Aruch HaShulchan says in our Simin, that the minig is that the bar mitzvah boy benches. Bemelo, he went like the Mishnah Berurah. And Reb Chaim went like he writes in Shein Halachis, is that the Chazinish, that in a Chanami you shouldn't give the Bar Mitzvah boy to bench, because if Zimun Zaraisa were not Seimich on the Chazaka de Rava, so we know for sure. Mamela, Reb Chaim went that in a Chanami Taka shouldn't bench, and Reb Yashiv said, no, it's not a problem. Sif Yudalaf. Last sif over here, and that is Chere Sheit V'Katan. What's the story with somebody that's sleeping? I'm sorry, it's the end of this sif. What's the story? Been a guest to somebody that's sleeping. Can you be mitzarif somebody sleeping to zimun or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun Hey, when he's talking about minyan, he says that you're allowed to be mitzaref. Machaber says you're allowed to be mitzaref for one person that's sleeping. Akol bei asara shchina shayim. You have 10 people there, then you're allowed to be mitzaref them. So then really, you should be 3 people sleeping. He says no, only one person, ayin sham. But you're allowed to be mitzaref. He says, but he gets a zeman as well. You're allowed to be mitzaref for the same reason. And you're allowed to say Shem Hashem. Now that's all with regard to zeman ba'asara. What's with the zeman b'sholish? One guy sleeping. So if the whole vart by Sarah is just that you have 10 people there, you have 10 people there. What's the difference that he's sleeping? But if you have 3 people and one of them is sleeping, then maybe in Echanam you don't have to hold in Zimun. We said that even if the guy doesn't answer, that's enough. Call the Rebbe, the Ein Bilam HaKevitz. He says the Echirlis answer. Echirish says over here, even if he can't answer, he could be Mitzarev. That's only because he's Maven. But a guy that's sleeping and he's not able to answer and he's not Maven Bechlal, then Yesh Lain, whether or not he can be Mitzarev. I saw in the case of Mizam, and he wanted to say it's possible that he can be Mitzarev for these reasons. And a Hanami, a third person, would not be able to be Mitzarev. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, when he gets to be Mitzarev to 10, he says it's better to wake him up. The Prima Gadim and the Taz, they say, the Prechadish and the Taz, they say, you can't be Mitzarev if somebody's sleeping to 10. But Mela, it's better to wake him up. He should be together, Nim Vele Nim, Tir Vele Tir. And hopefully during Seder will be Er Lagami, and not just Nim Vele Nim, Tir Vele Tir.